All right, here we go, page 94. First thing we're going to look at is point C, or as Bits would say, number C. Prepositions with two cases. Now, we have had thus far prepositions that take genitive or dative or accusative. Like German, there are some prepositions that take two cases. Yes, and that's what we have here. Let's take a look at C1. Some prepositions govern two cases. In these instances, the meaning of the preposition is revealed by the case of the word it governs, and the basic meaning of the cases, which we did in that little diagram, is basically not followed. Basically not followed. So, let's take a look at the examples on the top of the page. Next page. Six. We spoke peri plus the genitive concerning the church. We went peri plus the accusative around the church. Eight. We've done this before. The holy ones, the saints, are being persecuted by the wicked people. Remember how we did hupo plus the genitive for personal agency? Well, you didn't know, it's a two-case preposition. Hupo plus the accusative means under. The money is under the church. Now, in general, you will tend to see, this is not a hard and fast rule, but you will tend to see the genitive, it'll tend to be genitive and accusative. And you'll tend to see the genitive as abstract, like concerning, and the accusative as localized, as geographical. But there are exceptions to that, so I do not want to, that's why I didn't write it in the book. There are just too many exceptions to it. But a lot of times, like peri. Peri means concerning, that's sort of abstract, and peri plus with the genitive. And peri plus the accusative means around. Around. Now, do we have this phenomenon in English? I don't know if we do, but we do have this. We do sometimes have different meanings of the same preposition, like this. One being abstract and one being local, like this. He went over the river. That's localized. This is abstract. We talked over the contract. See, which is like about the contract. All right? Now, if we were to imagine that in the phrase, we talked over the contract, it took the genitive, and you had to say contracts, you know, apostrophe S, then that would be the parallel. But we don't have that. We really don't have that. But that would be something like this. Okay? So, if I may just ask you to flip ahead here to page 97. You will see, look at the bottom of the page on the vocabulary. You will see peri and huper. So plus the genitive is concerning, plus the accusative is around. Huper, peri plus the genitive is on behalf of, peri plus the accusative is beyond, like hyperspace or hyperdrive or something like that, hypertension. So that's how it'll be listed in the vocab. This plus the genitive is one thing. This plus the accusative is another. By the way, there is one word. This is kind of bad. There's one word on the next page. And, you know, sometimes students just miss this. It's a shame that they couldn't have put it all on one page. But hupo plus the genitive is by agency. We've had that. Hupo plus the accusative is under. In fact, while we're looking at this page, let's just look at the other three that there are. Oh, down about 5 dia. Dia plus the genitive through. He went through the countryside, or you are saved through faith, either one. Dia plus the accusative, now this is the abstraction though, on account of. They came on account of the weather. Now go down to kata. Kata. Kata plus the genitive is against or down. And kata plus the accusative is according to. So if you say, by the way, you've already seen this at the top of the Gospels, kata ma markon, kata lukon, the Gospel, or kata Ioannein we had at the beginning of John, according to John. That's what that is. And then metta. Metta plus the genitive is with, just like sin. And metta plus the accusative is after, often temporally, after the feast. After the feast. Now, let me just, before we go on, let me just say something about this. What is the difference between metta plus the genitive and sin plus the dative? So you could have metta tone, matheton, and here you could have sin tois, mathetais. Well, do you remember, you guys would keep asking me about this. When I was translating sin, why did I translate it in the company of? Sin is more formal like that, in the company of. He saw her with him in her in his company. Metta plus the genitive is your ordinary garden variety with. So just generally speaking, if it just says something like, the Pharisees came with the Herodians, that'll be metta plus the genitive. That'll be metta plus the genitive. But probably if you wanted to say something like, you know, we will dwell with God. That'll be soon. So in his company, something like that as an emphasis. Pat? Yeah? No, just brushing
all my hair.
All your hair. Thank you, Pat.
Is there a similar with because or via and on account of?
That cannot be used as a conjunction. So you can't say, on account of him, it can, but it'll be a prepositional phrase. Like you'd say, on account of his arrival, like that, it can be used like that. But, or you have to say, on account of the fact that. But if you're just going to say, because, that's huti or gar. I think that's what you meant.
Yeah.
But huti introduces a clause. This introduces a phrase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This introduces a prepositional phrase. All right. Now.